Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, all of my tea sippers? What is up? You are now listening to The Tea with Ree. Yes, I want to thank you all for coming and joining and taking time out of your day to get with me. This episode that we have this evening is slightly different. It's slightly different simply because the masses have demanded that we be on prime time. So 6:30 was a little early for everybody, so people didn't want to do the 6:30 time frame. So we're on prime time at 8, which is good. And now it's not a 30-minute show. It's an hour and 30-minute show. So I want to thank all of my listeners out there. I see you guys. You're calling in. I see all of you. Hey, welcome to the Tea with Ree. Yo, today, we actually have a special guest co-host. And he is so funny. He is hilarious. He actually will keep you laughing, but he is as real as they come. So I'm going to have him on, and what he's going to do today, he's going to help me co-host this show. He goes by Mike, a.k.a. Prez Petty Jones. What's going on, Mr. Petty Prez? How you doing there, sir?
Not much. Enjoying my pettiness. You know how that is. I just want to thank Gas Soup Entertainment for having me on the show. How you doing today, sir?
I'm pretty good, sugar bud. I'm pretty good. You know, I can't complain. You know, I can't complain.
We get to find out about people's gossip and all that today.
Man, we're gonna find out about a whole lot of stuff people got going on. Cause get this, I literally have an inbox full of questions, tons of questions, and they need our help. And because I can really give a down-to-earth female perspective on this stuff, it's sometimes not fair. So I brought you on because you're who I go to when I have problems. And we want your petty male perspective on things. You think you can do that with me tonight?
I can definitely do that. I have no problem with infecting people with the petty virus. No,
that's exactly what we need. All right, cool. Now, before we begin, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Tell us about who Petty Prez is and what Petty is all about. Just for all of those people who listen, and we got people. I'm looking at everybody that's calling in. We got people from Charlotte, from Greensboro. I don't know where 980 area code is, but how you doing? Salute. I mean, so tell everybody what the Petty movement is and who you are and how it came about.
Okay, well, PETI, it's an acronym, actually. It stands for Power Energized Through the Youth. See, when I started with the movement was I actually did it in a derogatory manner. By me doing it in a derogatory manner, it caught the attention of the people. Once I got the attention of the people, I took it and threw it in another form because, you know, there's a duality to everything. There's an up, there's a down. So what I did was I showed them the negative part of PETI, and then I also showed them the acronym. I mean, again, hence it being power energized through the youth, showing that they can also be a positive form of this. So basically it's a nonprofit organization. You know, we basically are trying to get people to remember the kids, remember childhood, remember how you enjoyed your childhood and the special people that were implementing your lives that stood out the most to you. Let's go back to being characters of kids, right? You know, very positive characters at that.
Right.
Be petty. It doesn't kill anyone.
Okay. So it's all about the baby.
All about the baby. Got to save the baby. You know, that's how I'm on.
See, and that's what it's all about. So people out here screaming, oh, you petty, oh, you petty. But really, you know, they're powering everything through the youth.
It ain't about
pettiness and it. And all the dirty baseboards and the broken blinds and a little sex quorum pamper hanging down by his ankle, it ain't about none of that.
Yeah, because it ain't actually that petty in a sense. Like, that's just dirty. Now, you got dirty blinds you need to call housing. Because more than likely, that's a project problem. You know what I'm saying? But be more petty on the sense of just speaking your mind. Let it be known. Most of the time, you're petty when you're saying what you feel. You know, people call you petty because they're most of the time the catcher of the feelings that are being thrown, you know what I'm saying, or the emotional words that are being thrown, you know. You never call a person petty that actually giving out the words, you know. So we're saying stop being a victim. Stop allowing things to happen. Stand up for yourself. Be petty once you get up, you know. Express yourself.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So what we're going to do now, we're going to get into the show, but before we get into the show and start answering all of these questions, because people need Reese teas, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to have Teddy Prez come help me deliver some of these teas, like I said, from the male perspective. But before we do that, I got to make some announcements. Now, we ain't got to pay no bills because I done already paid this thing here, but I do want to drop some nuggets of information on the listeners. So definitely be on the lookout. The Tea with Ree actually has tea line that is about to drop when I tell you. I am literally sipping on my coffee now. Hold on, listen. I'm so petty.
Yeah, you're very petty because there's nothing for me drinking here. I don't see mid damn cup in here for me.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to come over to the house, bro. I'm going to go ahead and brew you up some of this good Tea with Ree coffee. We're going to sit back the next time you come back, and we're going to do it straight from the crib. So make sure y'all be on the lookout for the coffee and the tea from the Tea with Ree. It will be available for you to order. When I tell you, you will not be disappointed. The tea, you are able to drink it hot, cold, or with liquor as your chaser. Yes, so you can say buy the Pepsi and all of that other stuff. All right, so that's what we got for the Tea with Ree as far as the coffee and the tea. So also be on the lookout. We will be airing the Tea with Ree live from different locations around. So we may be somewhere in Greensboro. Heck, we may be sitting in the backyard of your job. You looking out the window waving, and we doing the Tea with Ree.
At the welfare department. We might
be
at the welfare department.
I'm going to be right at DSS, airing live with the Tea with Ree. So you guys, make sure you stay tuned. We thank you very much. Follow us. Go to Facebook. We do have a Tea with Ree page, and that's the, of course, you know how to spell it in case you don't. It's T-H-E, second word T, T-E-A, third word with, or, excuse me, W-I-T-H, damn, I'm ignorant, Ree, R-I-E, the Tea with Ree. Make sure you find that page on Facebook. Make sure you like it. Stay up to date with everything that we got going on. We have T-shirts made. Oh, yeah, we got the V-necks for the ladies that got that cleavage. If you a little girl like me, we ain't got nothing up top, you know, we're going to bother us some Super A cups to switch up some companies. So, hey, don't pick on us. Most of the time, you have to know this, brother, and most of the time, the ones that have, they small up top, they real nice down below. They got hips and tail and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you got small titties. You like the little boys. Stop playing. Anybody want the little titties? Little titties can't see no baby.
So, guys, to all of the listeners, we're about to get started, yo. I have some great, great questions that we're about to go ahead and start with. Y'all about to catch these teas. So, what I'm going to do is read them. And then between me and Petty Prez, sound off, and we both going to answer these in a way that they needed to be answered. So, first things first, let's hit the first tea. And I'm going to read these to you as they come to my inbox. So, definitely, if you got a question, concern, you need some advice, you just want somebody else's perspective on something, definitely go to the Tea with Ree. Hit the question up in the inbox. You never know. Your question may make the air. You know, and if you want to stay anonymous, hey, we can do that too. We don't even have to drop your name. As a matter of fact, all the ones we got tonight, everybody wanted to remain anonymous, and that's cool. So, first one. Dear Tea with Ree, I'm gay, and I'm loving every bit of it. I just want to say this. Why are women hating on us? Your man isn't, because he's constantly comes this way. Well, I'm going to give you Ree's answer on that. It's not that we hate gay men. I'm going to give you my answer. The heck with that. It's not that I hate gay men. I love gay men. Everybody got gay people in their family. Everybody got gay people that they know. I don't hate gay people. I just don't like the extremely flamboyant ones. When you are constantly chasing folks down, or you're constantly, you know, slinging your hair. I whip my hair back and forth, all of that other stuff. You know, that's when people tend to have a problem with it. That's when I have a problem with it, when you're loud, when you're obnoxious. You know, I mean, I've never seen a rich person obnoxious. I've never seen a rich, obnoxious person. So my thing is, it's not that we're mad or we're hating. We don't hate you. And if you got our man, the one thing that'll make a woman mad, if you're gay and you got a woman's man or you're screwing him behind her back and all of that, be man, woman, whatever you want to be, enough to go to her and tell her. That's what pisses us off. A lot of, and I'm not going to say all gay men, but the majority of the gay men that I know, they will do this behind your back. They will sleep with your man behind your back, and you will never know. And they smile in your face. They know they got this little secret holding it over your head, and they won't say nothing to you. But then when we find out, then you're upset that we're upset. Well, you should have been man or woman enough to come to me and say, hey, listen, boo, I'm smashing your man. That's my take on it. What you say, Petty?
Okay, I'm going to give you the politically correct answer first, and then I'm going to be petty.
The heck was politically correct. Homie, this is the tea with Reed. You got to spill the tea.
I'm going to be petty as hell. Man, you don't sit your flamboyant ass down somewhere. Listen, real women don't fear no man that wants another man because he can never compare to her. Understand that. So I can never see no woman being mad at another man for his issues he have with himself. Now, know this. Respect to everybody out there who decides to live their life whatever the way they want to live. That's yours. You know, but at the same time, I doubt if women are worried about people like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're too busy glittering up, sparkle, voguing and all that, turning your head to the side, sipping tea to be worried about some woman who's actually a woman naturally born. Like, get the fuck out. Can we cut?
Yeah, we can cut one here.
Oh, well, get the fuck out of here. Like, that shit is not happening. Like, who's actually going to deal with somebody? You know, like, I can't see it. You know what I'm saying? These dudes, like, you got these young thug dudes and all that running around here with these rich homie corn horse riding dances and all that. That's what got these that's what got these gays selling themselves. You understand what I'm saying? That's not a good thing. At one time, it wasn't cool to be gay. I know when I was young, if you called me gay, we was beating you up. Nowadays, it seems like it's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to have to pin down to your ankles. It's cool to be sitting out here with fingernails, tan, and all that, girls out here with shape ups and peach fuzz, you know, like, I don't know, like,
but you know
what? What's going on.
I'm going to be honest with you, Fred, like, my closest comrades, like, I have a homegirl who is gay, and literally, I would trust her with my life. She has never given me a reason to doubt her.
Yeah.
Now, she may not dress feminine. That's her thing. But she's not flamboyant with it. She lets make your own judgment.
Time, those are the most realist people because they are in tune with who they are. Like, I give them that. You understand what I'm saying? I will never knock them for that. But it's those that, like I said, there's a duality to everything. They are good gay. I mean, if that's actually a word, you know what I'm saying? They are Gigi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're a good gay. You know what I'm saying? But then there's a BG everywhere, you know, here and there. You know what I'm saying? There's a bad gay everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's that one dude that's like, yo, you pushing up on straight men. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guarantee you, whoever that writer was, is that type. You know what I'm saying? If you're worried about women hating you, their whole mission is to destroy whatever they're out to get. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck out of here. Get the sparkly ass somewhere after that, you know?
Well, I guess we got the answer to that, T. Yo, to the writer of that, you know, hey, I salute you. My only thing is, hey, if you can crank it down a notch, you know, you at 10. I might need you at 2.
Yeah.
You know, break it down just a little
bit.
Yeah. Right. All right. So we're going to head on over to the next key with Ree. Let me grab it out of the inbox. All right. So, Petty Prez, I'm going to let you sound off first on this one after I say what it is. And here we go. Dear T. with Ree, these young people these days with the tight clothes and weird hairdos are too much. where has our generation went, lost that? Hey, oh, yeah, okay, that's the next one. So they want to know, what's up with the generation with these young kids wearing these tight breeches and stuff?
I don't know, it's sad now. Like, men have become women and women have become men. You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with sexuality or nothing like that. You know, that's just mind frame. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have mothers out here, you know, taking care of kids by themselves, and the father's not really spending that time. They're spending money. Yeah, money is good, but time is what's going to be the essence. You understand? So,
right.
And more power to all the single women. You know, I love you. That's why my mother was one, you know, but at the same time, she can't raise a young man too big. You know, he definitely needs that. So you got these niggas running around here with nose earrings, you know what I'm saying, blonde hair, fingernails, painted. Like, as a young man, I don't understand how that would be my role model. I'm not respecting no man that's calling another man bae or my lover, because the actual definition of the words would entitle that you are actually, you know, a lover of a man. You know what I mean? If that's you, come out. Be young, gay, like, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? Do you? Like, if Rich Homie Quan, like, doing those dances where he look like he, you know, do you. That's you. Like, but don't have the kids following that. You know what I'm saying? Because these parents ain't watching what their kids watching. They sit there throwing them in front of TV and living their life. You know, that's not good right there. That's now, that right there, it's petty as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the upside of petty.
Yeah, well, okay. That's a good point. You know, my thing, you know, with all of this, with the kids, you know, the young folk wearing the tight britches and the weird hairdos, you know, every generation, my mom tells me all the time, every generation repeats itself. That's all it is, repetition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now, back in the 80s when I was coming up, the little hairdos that Kwame used to rock with the little half of it bleached and stuff like that, you know, my grandma then was looking at that like, what's going on with the youth, honey? She didn't say youth. Youth. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Y-O-U-F-S. Yeah. She might have put a Z on the end of that. Youth. You know.
Your grandma had a strong mouth.
Yeah. Hey. What that mouth
petty.
Do.
That was petty.
That was real petty. Your mommy slapped the hell out of you when I seen you for that. Nanny ain't mess with nobody. My grandma name was Nanny. Look, I ain't even finna get on my grandma. Let me move on, but I'm just saying. You know, just saying. The youth, they want to continue to reinvent themselves. They want to continue to say, hey, this is our era. This is how we're doing it. This is what is being done. And guess what? There is nothing wrong with expressing yourself. Just like I tell my nephews, I tell my sons, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself. You can express yourself through your clothing, through your hair. My only problem with them blending in with society trying to express themselves is them being stereotyped. You know, I don't want anybody else's children, but God, not mine, to end up another Trayvon Martin or another Mike Brown or on the streets trying to make some ends meet for their family and end up being Eric Garner. Like, that is where my problem lies. And when society can start to prejudge you based off of you trying to just express yourself artistically through your clothing and your hairdos, well, then that's when we as parents need to reel it in. Listen here, homeboy, I know you want to do all that, and I think it's cool, but you can do that in the house. Don't do it when you step outside. So that's just my take on that. And, you know, I thank you very much for that question that you sent in to the T Anonymous for that. That was on point. I think we really needed to hear that as a whole. Okay, so the next one. Yeah, hey, say the babies. All lives matter, not even black lives.
What about
lives?
Your grandmother's mouth, though?
Man, don't make me stab you. I swear for a munchie bread and tater salad. You keep talking about Big Nanny Lee. I'm going to hurt you.
Nanny Lee. She sound like
you better leave Big Mama alone. All right. Sam, the next T in the inbox, the question is, he will re-is epic, not hating. What made you start it? And I'm secretly in love with you.
Oh, you got a stalker. You got a damn stalker. You got security? Let me answer that one for you. Listen, there are cameras outside of her house Leave her alone. She is known to shoot on sight. There are people that know her whereabouts at every moment. You know? The fuck? Is that a real question?
Yeah. Yo, man, that was real. Real life, yo, I can't make this stuff up that hits my inbox. Yo, for real, and you're right. I do have cameras outside my house, front, back, and I got a dog in the house. And if you make it past the dog, you know, I got something.
Horse. That ain't a dog. That's like three third-world babies in a dog outfit. That ain't a fucking dog. You smuggling kids in that damn dog.
Yo, I love my baby. She is so protective. I love her. But like I said, if you make it in my house, pass the security alarm. The dog's going to get you. And if you make it past the dog, I got something hot for you. But,
and if you're black,
you
got to go pass a credit check. But you know you ain't going to make that.
So this is so, it's so stupid. So the question is, you know, basically, what made me start the tea with Ree? Well, one thing that made me start the tea with Ree was the fact that, you know, I had a lot of homegirls coming to me basically having situations and dilemmas that went on in their life. And they would always come to me and they would say, Ree, look, you know, let me tell you what's going on. What should I do? You know, and I would even have complete strangers I didn't know that would come out to a comedy show, and they heard how real I am, you know, and they was like, okay, she down to earth. And after they watched me on Facebook for a little bit, you know, they realized, oh, yeah, she really is down to earth. You know, let me hit her with some stuff that's going on in my life. Let me see what kind of advice she can give me. You know, and after a while, you're giving so many people advice, you're like, dang, I could actually do this. I could really actually do this. So that is really, really what started the tea with Ree. You know, it's all about, hey, empowering the next. You know, I'm not going to give somebody advice that I wouldn't take myself. So these situations that people throw at me, I put myself in that situation, and I look at it like, hey, what if that was me? You know, what if I caught such and such and such and such? You know, what? I always try to make people definitely see, you know, hey, it's not just you out here. It could be me. So that's how the tea with Ree started. And you, as far as you being secretly in love with me, hey, you know, you know, I am single. I'm currently single. You know, I'm not seeing anyone but myself, and that gets a little boring sometimes. You know, the best way to show me, this is the thing, the best way for somebody to show me that they are interested in me, show up at a show that I got. Come to a comedy show.
You probably know your grandmother. That's what it is.
Shut your mouth. You better talk about Nanny Lee.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to hurt you. I promise you, I'm coming to you as soon as it's over. But, like, seriously, like, come to a show. And people think that as entertainers, when people are performing on stage or whatever, that we don't see the people in the audience. That is so far from the truth. We see every single person that is in the audience that comes to our show. And, you know, the real down-to-earth people will take the time to talk to you after the show. Hey, I don't mind. We can take pictures. We can do it all, almost all. So,
I will say that about you as an entertainer. No matter how big you have gotten, you have always kept it, always kept connected with the streets, always kept it connected with local, whether it's been on a business level with people or whether it's been on just, you know, being a friend. You've always been there to give good advice. You've always just been a good person, period, right? That's what keeps you blessed, though, I guess, you know?
Oh, man.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man. That's so sweet. You know, I'm sensitive and stuff. Like, people don't know that side of me, man. You ain't supposed to show them that,
bro. I just want to interrupt you and say Beyonce had the greatest album of the year. And,
You're so petty. You petty as hell for that. You petty as hell for that one. Oh, let's move it along to the next question. Oh, hold on. I got a response to a question that we asked earlier on Facebook. You know, and y'all, keep in mind, everybody that's listening, if you have access to a computer, you can log on Blog Talk Radio in the search field, type in the T with re, and then there's a whole chat room. You can access the chat room, and you can actually type stuff to me, and I can see that. I can see what you type to me. You know, hey, it's stay between me and you here. So, but somebody on Facebook replied to something petty prez that we discussed earlier about the youth and their britches and their hairdos. And, you know, my folk all the way down in Concord, the Charlotte area, Kannapolis, you know, I got to shout you out. Jay Zane, thank you for tuning in. I love you, boo. I swear, my people down in Concord, Charlotte, Kannapolis, them some faithful folk. You hear me? Them folk, I love y'all. If Concord, Kannapolis, Charlotte area ever try to go up in smoke, I'm driving all the way down there in my Tahoe, and I'm picking all y'all up. Now, some of y'all going to have to ride on the hood, and some of y'all going to have to ride on the roof, but I'm coming to get y'all. But she said, he said, the youth are lost. They're trying to find a way to express themselves. Everything has a label today. And that could be no further than the truth. Like, literally, I went and bought my son's and my nephew's sneakers today. Walked in the store. I knew I had a maximum amount. I wasn't going over $300 for a pair per person for shoes. That was my limit for each one of them. And instead of them going with the whole little DCs, whatever those stand for, you know, the ones little white boys on the skateboard, you know, be riding. Instead of them going for those, literally I walked out of there buying two pair of Jordans, the ones that, you know, the fresh ones that just came, and some LeBrons. Everything had a label. They could not see themselves. They didn't want to be picked on in school for having DCs on. And I don't get it. You know, Petty, how do we teach our youth that it's okay not to wear the latest Jordans or, you know, the latest LeBrons?
And that goes back to what we were saying before. It's not us teaching the youth. It's the musicians teaching the youth. Because you got the sports athletes teaching the youth. You're allowing these people to sit there and tell your kids this is acceptable. If I'm telling you that, look, you're not going to be noticed by this person or that person if you don't have this song. You understand? Like, it's the weight is greater. People don't understand that model no more. It's right about having that microwave second, that microwave love. Everything has to happen right now. If it doesn't happen right now, then it's not meant. You understand? So with the kids, they focus on trends, like whatever is going on. Like there's that little jogging suit era thing going on now, where anybody had this little cartoon-looking jogging suits on, or these emoji jogging suits, or then there was the haircuts with the dye in it. You know, it became, it's like history repeats itself, but it gets more extreme as time goes on. And it's to the point now where everything is lust. Everything is lust with children. Children know way more about sex than we do, believe it. And when it comes to hiding it from their parents, or to where it comes to having it, period. So it's like, in order to get that back, parents have to take control of their kids and stop allowing the television and these stars and these illusionary people to take care of. Don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors.
You know what, I just want to go out on a limb here, Petty Prez, and say some things that probably some of the female listeners are probably thinking, but they're not going to hit, you know, the unmute button and say it. I'm just going to say, you got a real sexy voice, sir. That thing is... Hey, I might have to call you out and sing me a lullaby. Uh-oh. We got somebody hit the unmute. They wanted to speak on that thing, honey. Boy, you old Barry White nephew, third cousin removed, talking to himself. Boy,
oh, James Jones voice had him on. Darth Vader was my father.
Darth Vader was your father? Dude, I am your father.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Tell her whoever that was. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I had somebody hit me up in the chat room. Look, I'm having people text me. I'm having people hit me up in the chat room like, yo, we just said that about his voice. Yo, I want you to understand, Petty Prez, we have people that are driving in their cars that have dialed in and they are listening to us as they're going down the road, and you have them mesmerized by your voice.
Well, be careful while driving. No texting while driving. You know, we support that as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No kidding.
If you know somebody, sign up, you know.
Boy, shut your mouth. Let's move on to the next one. You're such a ninja.
You always involve me.
All right, so to the next T, and we're going to let you answer this. We're going to let you have this one first. So it says, dear funny lady, I'm a get money hustler who wants to change, yet I'm afraid of people's reaction. How do I embrace change without being worried about friends' thoughts?
Wow.
Dang.
Hold
on, wait. Does he still got some of that dope money? I mean, because that'll make all the difference, but you know.
Yeah, hope the same thing, listening. You know, this is all allegedly. This is all allegedly, you know.
Yeah, but, allegedly.
And when it comes to something like that, if you had heart enough to do what you were doing, you know, you should have no problem or be worried about what somebody going to think about you if you change. The same ambition that you had doing that, you can have that ambition in the legal sense. You know, sometimes we do get confused and think that we're nothing but drug dealers or this is all we can do. If you can sit out on the corner and risk your life every day to make measly $300-$400 or whatever the case may be, then you can sit and start your own company, a lawn care service, cleaning service, you know, whatever it is. Like, I don't care. Think sky's the limit. You know, it doesn't matter. So don't be worried about what somebody says. Like, you're a grown-ass man. The fuck you worried about what somebody else going to say about you? Like Dave and Dad say, that's some chatty patty shit, you know?
Stupid. Well, and you know what? That's good stuff. But you know what? I look at it, my perspective is I've dealt with, you know, in relationships, guys who were dope dealers, you know. And when I was younger, somebody done hit me in the inbox talking about that man is fine and his voice is everything. Yes, honey, okay.
We're going to make him do the drop.
Hey, the women are loving you. The women are loving you. How come I ain't got no men folk telling me I got a nice voice? What in the world? Crib day. Anywho, we're going to mess around and have you do the drop and the intro and the outro for this, because you got these women, honey. They throwing their draws to me from the computer. I see y'all. I see y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Make sure they are right. You know, we don't do minus 10 cents.
But you know, I'm just saying, you know, as far as you stupid, I still adore you. You know, but as far as you know, yo, you gotta see these inbox messages I'm getting. They crazy. But as far as, you know, people wanting to change their lifestyle, but they're worried about who's watching them, who sees them. You know, when I was younger, all I dated was dope boys. In order to get with me, you had to be a dope boy. Because that quick money was great. I liked seeing and having and being around quick money. You know, and when I was coming up, if a dude chose to say something along the lines of, you know, I'm going to get out the game, well, guess what? You know, I would totally just cut him off, you know. And a lot of times people don't want to lose the status that they had. You know, dope boys, if you were good at it, you know, they got to get in clubs for free, get through the lines. They ain't got to wait in that whole line to get in.
They also like to make you lose a tooth, bust the eye.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you know what? You know, chicks like me, I was too cute to be a real girlfriend. You know, I was that one that was on your arm when you was in the club. I was on your arm when we flew out to Miami, Vegas, and stuff like that. But when you was in the crib, you know, bagging up that work, you know, I ain't made for that. I can't do time with you. Look, I wasn't a real girlfriend. I was a play
girlfriend. You wasn't a real trap queen, you know? When it came to that part.
yeah, I ain't no trap queen. I wasn't about that life, you know. Petty praise. You can see these women are so loving you. I promise you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so that's my take on it.
I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Being real petty. I'm not even going. I'm going to dodge that bullet. I'm going to do the Keanu Reeves and do the Matrix on that one right there. I'm not even gonna
yes. Go ahead and dodge them. I'll throw them at you later. You know, but all in all, my thing is now. Growing up, maturing, 15 years later, you know, if I was smart enough, I would have taken the money that the dope boys threw at me for being they arm piece, they piece of candy, whatever you want to call it, and I would have banked that. But because I was living in the moment, I was worried about my stature as well. And then going back to what my man said, everything is labels. You know, I was worried about staying in, you know, the Sergio Valentes and things like that. That was my thing. But my advice to you is
Sergio Valentes, you just told your age.
Yeah, I know, right, man. I was fly though. I filled them out good, man. You were
still fly, still fly, still fly.
Yeah. You know, but my thing is this: if you want to get out of the game, there had to have been something to have happened to you to make you want to get out of the game. You've either seen your family member or your boy get time, and I'm talking about serious time that's making you want to get out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, just like women have a woman's intuition. Men have it, too. So if your intuition is telling you to step out of the game, step out of the game. Like, literally. You know, warning comes before destruction.
Indeed.
Warning comes before destruction. So my advice, boo-boo, is, look, step out the game.
Get that drug money and run, boy. Take that drug money and go.
Or you trying to get out the game because you ain't that good at it. And in that case, you need to hurt and get out of it. Somebody hurt.
Oh, yeah. If you only making $100 a damn day, you better go ahead and take that 950 job and stop playing. Now, listen. Okay, now, you making a certain amount of money and you risking your life, stop playing. Like, go ahead and take that. Hey, get out the way. Buy your little outfit, because that's all you're making, and go do what you do, you know. Get your job. It'll look better on your resume, you know. Like, come on, man.
Exactly. All right. So we've given you some good advice on that one. We're going to move it along to the next T. The next T question from our loyal T sipper. T would read, I just want to say cancer sucks. To you that sent that salute, especially I'm sending this out to the family that just lost the beautiful young lady. I didn't know her personally, but my timeline has been flooded of this beautiful wife and mother who just passed away this week from her fight with cancer. From what I've read from everyone, you were a beautiful, beautiful woman. If her family is listening, if her friends are listening, yo, I salute y'all. She was a beautiful woman. And that's right. Yeah. Cancer does fucking suck.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Right. There needs to be something done about this. I am so sorry that this family had to lose her. But she has touched so many lives. I mean, she even made it to the local news station page, you know. So she was beautiful in her wedding dress. The pictures I saw of her baby, I don't know her husband, know him. I know him from seeing him around town.
My husband's Heavy.
But,
shout out to Heavy, you know, and we send our condolences and wish you strength to you and your daughters and everything in the family.
Absolutely. And if there's anything, and I'm going to go out on a limb, if there's anything that Gap 2 Smile Entertainment can do for you or your family, you say the word. You say it, and we got you. I cannot imagine, I can't fathom the pain that you must be feeling, you know, to not only lose a wife, but now you have to raise daughters, you know, and those girls are going to need you. They are going to need you. You know, my hat goes off to you. I salute you for being the man that you are. You know, and like I said, if there's anything comedian Lady Shamar or Gap 2 Smile Entertainment can do for you and your family, please, I'm on Facebook. You can find me, comedian Lady Shamar, Cherie Martin, the T with Reed, you know, Gap 2 Smile Entertainment. You can find me on Facebook. Somebody knows me. Let us know. And we will definitely be there.
Damn, you know. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer, man. Fuck cancer. Why can't cancer just, man? Ugh, I've lost family members to cancer, and it's a terrible thing. To all of my Christians out there listening, I'm sorry y'all had to hear that. It's just that
we do apologize. You know,
Yeah, but cancer just makes my butt itch. I mean, it really, really does. So.
And grab the wheel. Don't you to let it go. Grab the wheel again.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to get off my chair. She was beautiful. All right, we're going to move it along to the next key that we got going on. We're going straight down the line. We just answering them straight down the line. Dear T. will read. And I'm going to say exactly how they wrote this. Dear T. will read. Have you fucked anyone famous?
Okay. Yeah. I want to hear this one, too. Did you just have Michael Blackson down there?
Hey, man, we did have Michael Blackson down here, yo. He ripped it. Yo, he killed it. He did it. So I just didn't do him.
Okay.
Yes, the Gap is my entertainment, Black Theory Entertainment, all the way in Winston-Salem. Definitely made it possible to bring Michael Blackson on down. And then he was then in Concord, North Carolina. Hey, shout out to all my Concord, Kannapolis, Charlotte folk. I love y'all. He was down there with Ryan Davis. Had a show at El Patron. So, yes.
The city growing.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I did get a chance to meet Michael Blackson and work with him on the comedy circuit. The answer to your question, I'm going to answer this question, and then I'm going to move it along because I ain't got to answer nobody. I'm grown.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We set the tea. Yeah, what did you fuck?
The answer to this question, yes, I have. Now, that's it. Game over. So,
no. At least give us some clues. Like, what movie did the nigga play in? Was he a porn star? Was he an extra in Do the Right Thing? Like, what the fuck? Help us out here.
I'm going to give a couple of clues. But I ain't giving much because this man is—he's good where he is in life, you know. So I ain't trying to mess up nothing. Let me give some clues that are very vague. But about my homegirls, that know this, I bet not see not now one of y'all posting nothing on Facebook, or I promise y'all send a virus to y'all computer. So let's just say he's in the music industry.
Okay.
I'm gonna give four clues. So one.
Don't be vague. Don't be vague about the clues. That's
look,
the key.
Man,
don't try.
Look, real good hoes don't kiss and tell. So I'm
okay. That's a
Go ahead. Right. So he's in the music industry. He's had that I know of that I can think off the top of my head at least four platinum albums. Look, my best friend.
You gave the
most
vaguest. What?
My best friend in the whole wide world. She didn't even hit me on the inbox. She just texted me and she said, "Don't do it." No clue.
Shut up. Shut up, best friend.
Look, that's all I'm gonna give you. My best friend has never ever steered me wrong in the whole 15 years we've been best friends. I love you, bestie. Portia, I got you. I love you.
Portia, you ain't shit.
No, that's a different person. You better leave my boo alone. Okay, so we're gonna move it along because that one right there, look, it got me hot up in here. So, yeah, we're going to dance around that one. But to answer that question, yes, I have. Okay. Petty,
Fred,
you answer the question. Have you ever had sex with somebody famous? Look at you.
No hablé inglés. No hablé inglés.
Now you don't want to.
No, I do quality. I don't do quantity. I do quality. I don't do quantity.
So have you had sex with one famous person?
Let me see. Sugar. Let me see. I can't put my foot on.
Your foot up.
Can't put my foot on it right now. You didn't catch it, but I can't put my mind on it right now. When you play this back, you'll catch it.
Okay, well, that's all right. I got your number. I'll call you. We can talk about it later. All right.
You know, I can't spell, man. I don't do that. Quality over quantity.
Hey, and that's the motto that people
should. You're so petty for that,
because
it wasn't a question asked to me, though.
You're my co-host for the night. You know, any question that applies to me applies to you. You the co-host, so anything goes.
Yeah, that was serious right there. I had to take a deep breath on that one right there.
Yeah. I saw all types of lawsuits being slapped against me on that one. So we're going to move on to the next question. In the T-Ree inbox, we have Disharee, serious note, in an abusive relationship, and my husband is well known in Greensboro, so I can't put much. Okay, yet I want out and need help. Can you offer me some advice?
Run as fast as you can. Leave whatever the fuck you got and just run. Like, is it really worth it? If you have kids, get their ass up and run. You see Tina Turner get her ass up in the middle of the night to jump on the fucking bus in the rain, get your ass up and do the same damn thing. Like, that's nothing to play with right there. There's too much going on right now, especially with women these days, especially in the state of North Carolina, in Greensboro alone. Like, there's way too much going on for that thing to be a part of your life. Get your ass up and get the fuck up. That's my take.
My answer to this is, you know, I may goof off and, you know, laugh and play about a lot of things. And as a comedian, making people laugh, that is my job. There is nothing funny about domestic violence. Absolutely nothing. If you are in a situation where you are being abused, especially physically, but perhaps, you know, mentally with someone's words, saying that a lot of, and men can be abused as well, but more often than not, it's the women who are being abused. And a lot of times women will stay because they're making up excuses to say, you know, it was my fault. I caused him. I knew he had a hard day at work, and I came home, and, you know, I didn't have dinner ready, or the house wasn't clean, or the kids were running around. Whatever the case may be, there is nothing in this world that gives any person right to put their hands on you. Do you understand? Love isn't, and always remember this, people, love is an action word. So however, whomever you're with shows you their love, they're going to show it to you through action. So if they're constantly beating on you and hitting on you, that's what they consider love. But that's not love, sweetie. Love may kind of hurt your heart, but love will not black your eyes, break your ribs, break your arms, pull your hair, slap you, spit on you, call you bitch whores. There are too many women that are losing their lives because they stick around and they feel like they have something to prove by being there. I know a lot of girls that stick around with, like we were talking about, dope boys, simply because he got that fast money, he got all these nice cars. You know, he keeps her looking nice. And when they step out to any club, oh, she is fly. Thankfully, you got a lot of females hating on you because you're fly.
But do they know you're getting your ass whooped there?
Exactly. The minute you get home, if you did something out there in that club that he feels like is disrespectful, he is dragging you through that house. He's pulling out hair. He's blacking lips. Honey, all the Mac in the world ain't going to cover up them bruises. You better get your butt up. You better leave it.
Exactly. And the reason he does you this way is because he knows that he's dominant over you. He knows that he takes care of you. Never allow someone to feel like that, you know?
If you allow someone to clap on that one. Hold on. I got to clap on that one, Jesus. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what, women, I say this. Another reason why some women stick around and they stay is because they look at it as though I don't have my ducks in a row to be able to walk away and leave. So because I don't have my ducks in a row, I can't leave. I don't have the money to get a new apartment or to change my zip code where he won't find me, or pull my kids out of school to put them in another school where he can't find us. Or, oh, my God, I don't have a car. How am I going to get around from point A to point B? He provides me with the car. Guess what, baby? There's a such thing called faith. And I'm not sure if you understand the definition of faith, but faith is the substance of things hoped for but not seen. You have to take that first step. Walk out there on faith. Your life depends on it. Literally, your life depends on it. A man can slap you once and swear he'll never do it again. And you stick around because, hey, it's the first time he hit me, and it was just a slap. I'm going to stick around. Baby, you better get your stuff. Get your kids. If you ain't got no stuff, baby, they got shelters that will house you and they will keep him from you. Get your butt to a shelter. Call you a homegirl. If you got real friends, they going to come pick you up. And these are the type of friends that he know he better not pull up in front of their house. Yeah. If any of my best friends came to me and said, this dude hit me, I need to be at your house until I get myself together, guess what? Come on. And I wish he would pull up in my house. I promise you, I'm going to make him tap dance in the street. I'm shooting off at everything. So literally leave a situation. I don't care how big this man is in Greensboro. Nobody is that big that they can't do time for killing you. And I'm going to leave that alone. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a new inbox message, and Petty, I want you to hit this one. This will be the next question we'll do before we go to a commercial break. Yes, we got commercial breaks. And do stick around for the commercial break because we got amazing songs like that we played on the intro until somebody mess around and go ahead and do one for us. But anywho, I got some little folk in mind. Look. He got a deep voice, honey, Jesus. He got the women folk going nuts. Okay, anyway, the next question. And I want you to answer this one first, Chris. Dear Cherie, I just want to make an open statement. I have HIV and want to tell people that's a T with Re we could use.
First off, I hate that it ever happened to you, and I wish you the best in life, and I know God's going to take care of you no matter what to help you. You got to be quality over quantity. You got to stay protected. You got to stop dealing with lust. You got to stop being so excited because somebody looks good. What looks good always isn't good. That's an old narrative that we used back then and still applies to now. So what we have to do is just have self-control. Have self-discipline, It's okay to masturbate. Don't get overly aggressive for no reason, He's a big fan. But there's no need to get overly aggressive over something like that. You got to just remain calm because there are things out here that you cannot get rid of. There are people out here who are trifling. There are people out here who see things and react. There are reactors out here. Be afraid of the reactors. You understand? Always remember that. Always be afraid. Become an action. That would be the reactor. That would be someone that chases you after something because you can liable like this young person or whoever the person may be in general, got caught in a situation where they have a disease they can no longer get rid of. I'm not going to say it until then, but, it's something that's serious. But just be careful. Wrap it up, Condoms are okay. They have all types, lamps, and everything, If you don't want to do that, masturbate. It ain't gonna save
you. Yeah, right. my take on this is, I've seen the different studies that have come out about the states that have the highest population of HIV. And North Carolina was one of them. And then when you start to dig into what counties, what cities in North Carolina has the highest HIV rate, then that's when you start to run into the larger cities like Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, And I don't think there's anything more that we can do at this age as adults. Definitely teach the teenagers that's coming up because They so horny. These little young boys, you put hair around an exhaust pipe, they try to do that. You know, so you have to, I'm saying, you know, I got boys. I know what them, I got to go to the bathroom breaks for an hour means, you know, but you have to seriously, we as adults, we're in our 30s, 40s, you know, some of us in our 50s, late 20s, we're too old to be running up in something that you're not sure about. My thing is, if you think that he or she is worth keeping for the long haul, so much so to keep that you want to have unprotected sex with, then, hey, it should be nothing for both of you to go to the health department or to your doctor to get tested together. If he want to run up into that bad, he want to feel that gushy, wet, hey, come on, sir, come on over to my doctor's office. Or let's go somewhere
sure
we both can get tested. Hey, you know, it all can be sick. And that is the bad part about it, because HIV does not have a look.
Indeed.
You know, you see, AIDS might have a look, but I've never seen, I know some people who have HIV, and they look oh so healthy. Matter of fact, when they step in the club, all the dudes' heads turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, there are people out here that are angry that they have HIV or AIDS.
Right.
And because they're angry, they don't want to die alone. And you are the perfect candidate. My thing is this, if you run into a chick that you went to school with and you picked on her all through middle school and high school and you talked about how bald-headed she was and how her ankles was always ashy and how her parents sent her to school with some cougars on, you know, if you run into that female that you picked on all through middle and high school and then she turned around in y'all adult years and she just want to throw the cooch at you, run, baby. Run.
As fast as
run.
You can.
Stuff like that, people don't forget. People do not forget. So definitely make sure you wrap it up. Ain't no wanky in the world worth me losing my life over. None. And hey, there's some good wanky out there, but I'm just saying, none of it is worth me losing my life over. I got babies I got to live for, you know? So this is what we're going to do. Everybody that's tuned in, I see all of y'all that are tuned in. I thank y'all. We love y'all. What we're going to do, we're going to hit a break. I want y'all to go ahead. Don't hang up. Don't log off. Don't do none of that. Stay right here. Enjoy the music I'm about to play. Because, see, I'm an 80s baby, and I like this older school music. Y'all going to love it, too. But jump on Facebook. Tell your friends. Make a post. Hey, the T with Rhea is on, and we are down to the last 30 minutes of the T with Rhea. You need to get on, catch these last 30 minutes of the T with Rhea. Definitely make sure you get that in there. Y'all, we're going to head on out. You know, he has to go handle some other obligations, but we want to say thank you to him for bringing that very white baritone voice onto the show. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have my inbox flooded with chicks asking me, you know, hey, hook that up. So, you know, I already got that going on. But I want to thank you, Petty Prez, for coming out. Do let us know do the Petties have anything coming up that you know, the masses need to know about?
Yes, we have an Easter event that we will be arranging soon for the children. Right now, we're in the process of getting everything together. You know, as soon as I get that done, I definitely will definitely be the first person that I tell.
Absolutely.
I just want to thank Gap to Smile again, you know, for the opportunity to actually be sipping tea with you ladies and gentlemen, you know, from Concord, Greensboro, Connecticut, all over North Carolina, period. You know, I appreciate you. As always, you know, I love you.
I love your back. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Petties are having an Easter egg hunt for the babies, and that's on what, April the 4th?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, April the 4th. So contribute if you want to, hey, be a blessing to the babies. You want to donate some plastic eggs or some candy to go
no
in the
kids.
Eggs.
Yeah, save the babies. It's about the babies.
Right. It's for the babies. It's all about the babies. Definitely find him on Facebook. His name on Facebook is Mike, M-I-K-E. Second word phrase is Mr. Petty, M-R-P-E-T-T-Y, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Do find him on Facebook. Add him or send him a message if you want to donate to the babies, if you want to give to the babies. You know, you got a yard they want to run around in. You got baskets you want to donate. Look, Us Petty take it all. Us Petty take it all. It's all for the baby.
All for the baby.
So we, yes. Look, Petty Prayers, I thank you for joining in with us. I love you, brother. Thank you for being my co-host, giving me the unadulterated petty version of this stuff.
Indeed.
So you go ahead, go on. I love you. I definitely be in contact with you. Everybody else, hang around. We're only going to take this little intermission. It's only going to be for 2 minutes. So anybody need to go run to the bathroom, go ahead. You want to grab something to drink, go ahead and do that. You can smoke a cigarette. Hey, we're going to enjoy this here nice little musical selection until we come back from break.
Thank you.
Enjoy your. You welcome, baby.
Have a good one, babe.
You too, baby.
Phantom of the dark, through my accent with levitation from Jesus, and he said, he said, so we're under Google.com. That's why they check us. People with this term, as they call this thing, so they can check the new brand levitation. And I see he does a hot dog, kicking forward, taking diamond, and ice that. Every killer dies, making rich and hard, but stress, treating world hype.
Comedian Lady Shamar. If you're just now joining us, you missed our co-host for the evening. He is none other than Mike, a.k.a. Mr. Petty Prez Jones. He's all about the petties, all about the babies. Definitely understand that when you hear stuff that says petty, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. So to everybody that's joining us, that's coming in, hey, salute. Hey, I see I still got my Concord, my Charlotte, Kannapolis folk, definitely my Greensboro folk in the building. High Point, what's up? Winston-Salem, hey, I thank y'all. Thank y'all very much for the love. Thank you very much for the love. We're going to go ahead and continue on with the show. Before I do, I wouldn't be me if I didn't plug this again. You know I got to. So definitely make sure you find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It is called The Tea with Ree. And Ree is R-I-E. Find it on Facebook. Definitely make sure that you like the page, you follow us, because The Tea with Ree actually has a coffee and a tea that is soon to drop. It is divine delicious. I got my coffee right here. I just want to read up when I have a little break in there and stuff like that. Y'all got to have this coffee, I promise you. You'll thank me for it. You'll thank me for it. And the tea, yeah, you can mix that with liquor as your chaser. How you doing? You know, that's my thing. Anyway, what I am going to do now is pick back up. I'm going to go ahead and pick back up with the questions that we have in the inbox, where people definitely are asking me questions. They want advice. Hey, if you got an issue, you got a concern, you got something on your mind you just can't seem to get an answer within yourself about, definitely go to the inbox for The Tea with Ree. Type me up your situation. Inbox it to me. You never know. Your scenario just might make the air. Now, before we go on, I do want to say the next time we air, which will be this coming Monday, so the next time we air, it'll be the 30th of March, we will have our special guest co-host, none other than funny, stupid comedian, Tara, Sister Big Bone Sharp, will be our special guest co-host for Monday, March the 30th. So listen, if you have never heard two comedians try to be serious and be real and give some advice, oh, baby, you don't want to miss this show on Monday. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And they can go ahead and call in the same number you dialed in today. That number ain't going to change, all right? We're going to move it right along to the next question that I got in my inbox. We're going to make sure that we give somebody some type of clarity here. All right, let me get to it because my screen just scrolled on its own. Okay, here we go. And these are just questions that, hey, people got for me. Hey, Ree, love your show, love how real you are. I have one question. What's your biggest fear? Well, I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I'm a little nervous that you want to know what the hell my biggest fear is. You know, most people want to know what your favorite color is or what you like to eat or what position you like it. Most people don't ask, what's your biggest fear? I'm a little opt not to answer this, but I'm just going to say, which is something everybody knows, I have a couple of fears, and I'll name them. I'll just go out and say it. I'm scared of clowns. I'm scared of balloons. Shut up, don't judge me. Whoever over there cracking up laughing, I hear you. You didn't hit the mute button or something. I hear you laughing at me. I'm scared of clowns, balloons, and spiders. There you go. My three biggest fears. Clowns, balloons, and spiders. Look, ever since I saw the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space, I ain't been right since. So that is why I'm scared of clowns. You know, I just, the sharp teeth, the whole little sharp teeth thing. Oh, no, my bad. I got another fear. Biggest fear. My family knows this. Yes, my best friends, they listening. And they yelled it out before I even said it. They know I'm scared of clowns. I love you, P. But another one of my fears, and don't judge me on this, is Thriller by Michael Jackson. Yes, I said it. Yes. Something about that creepy man's voice and the laugh at the end. And then when Michael Jackson was doing the whole little jig, and then he threw his shoulder over and his leg out, and then his arm fell off or something. Yeah, I just can't get with that. You know, that makes me a little nervous. You know, so those are the things I'm scared of. Clowns, balloons, spiders, and Thriller. Hey, come around me with any of that. I'm either going to run or hit you. One of the two. You're going to get one of those reactions. So we're going to move along. Next question I got. And I love these little general questions y'all throwing at me. I love them. Name something people always assume about you. Good one. Good stuff. People automatically assume that I'm mean. And people assume that I'm mean because that's the demeanor I give off. I act like a hard ass. I act like a badass. I really do. But that's just to keep people who are not good enough to be around me from getting close to me because I have a huge heart. Anybody can tell you. You can ask anyone in the world who ain't mad that I took their boyfriend back in high school, but you can ask them, tell me about comedian Lady Shamar. Tell me about Cherie. And they will say, she gives you the shirt off her back. And unfortunately, you don't have honest people out here in the world who will say, okay, you've given enough. Thank you very much. I appreciate you helping me. But instead, some people will continue to take. So to weed out a lot of that, I put on this hard exterior. I'm something like a stale Twinkie. I'm hard on the outside, I'm soft in the middle, but I don't let too many people get that close to me to find out. Now, don't get it twisted. I will cuss you out, and I meant every word I say when I do. But I can tell genuine people when I see them. All right. So that's one of the things that people assume about me, or they assume that I'm having sex a lot because I talk about it a lot in my comedy, which is far from the truth. Trust me, my mattress can vouch for that. We get no action over here around these parts, Jesus. But I think all that's going to change, Lord Jesus. I hope so. Okay, next question in the inbox. So, should Mike pass us out in court? What's your views on that? I don't even know if I should answer this. You think Suge Knight can reach me all the way from where he at? I'm a little nervous to answer this question, but oh, the hell with it. I can't catch these thieves. I think Suge Knight is faking. Ain't shit wrong with him. Ain't a thing wrong with him. He just know he's going to do all that time, and he is scared out of his mind. All that dirt that he did to all of those people that he either got away with that people don't know about, still don't know about, or whether they knew about it and he got off of it, his day is come. He's about to do this time. So now he's pulling out all the stops. Did y'all see this mug walk in with some spectacles on, the little blue blockers he had on, talking about he was blind? But I looked at that news article, and you know the first thing I yelled out? Barely. P.O.P., hold it down. Mama, I love you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't a thing wrong with him. Guess what, homie? It's time to pay the piper. That whole passing out in court, he did it on purpose. See, he play fake like he was finna pass out. He didn't mean for his head to hit that desk. That's what really took his butt out. It wasn't the fact that he didn't eat. That desk took him out. Shoot, quit playing. Do your time. Be a real man. Be a G. Shoot. All right. Moving it along. Next question we got for my tea sippers. Ooh, I like this one. Do you think it's cool for young women, older men? Well, I'm gonna be real honest with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't. But you gotta think about it really, you know, from anybody's perspective. What kind of situation were y'all in where y'all met each other? Like, I mean, did you meet him at a funeral? Did you meet him at a wedding? I mean, how did you meet him? And then you have to look at it like, well, what's her purpose? Why is she being attracted to an older man? Is she needing money? You know, what is it? Is he trying to prove a point to his old head friends too? I mean, that's the things that go through my mind when I see a younger woman with an older man. And then I think about it, hey, you know, he probably got gray hair on his nuts and stuff. That's just, I'm just sorry. Me personally, I can't get down with that. I don't want to see, you know, the little mistletoes and white Christmas down there. I can't do it. So, I mean, for the younger girls who can, hey, my hat goes off to you, baby. But I just can't do it. So to answer your question, no, I don't have a problem with it, but I want to know what's the ulterior motive. There is something going on, because I don't see a reason why a younger girl would want to be with an older man like that. So we got some new questions jumping off in the inbox, so we're gonna get those out the way, because we're down to our last 15 minutes of the show, guys. So here we go. This question is, dear Cherie, as a single parent, I agree with your statement. You guys touch valid points, and I'll be tuning in all the time now. And You just dropped off with the hey. Well, then I guess you just wanted to make a statement. Yeah, hey, well, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and I thank you, you know, single parents. If I have any single parents out there, and I trust you me, I got some nieces and nephews, and their mothers are raising them, and they're tuned in, they're listening. And I got sisters who have, you know, they're raising their children on their own. And I'm not saying own as in, you know, dad ain't helping. I'm just saying they are single parents living in the home with a child. My hat goes off to you. Definitely does. I am going to thank you so much for what you do, you know, making that happen. What I definitely want to do now is to say to all of the men who are raising their children without the help of the mother, she's nowhere in sight, she's not around, whatever the case may be, thank you for standing up. Thank you for stepping up to the plate and being a man taking care of your children. The same way I congratulated the women, it's the same way I'm going to congratulate the men. I'm not putting y'all together in the same category because although you all are single parents, you still have different jobs that you have to do. Women, you have to teach your sons, when you are a single parent, how to be compassionate towards women. But you can't teach them how to be a man. Men, if you're raising your children alone, especially daughters, you have to teach them to be ladies at all times because you know how men think. You know what men want. You know what men will say, what lengths they will go just to get the cooch. So you have to train your daughters. You have to teach them to be able to spot those things. But that is why I definitely put you guys in different categories. Because your jobs, although you have the same goal in mind, your battles are different. So I salute all of the single parents. I know it's not easy. Hey, I got children. I don't even like them. I love them, but I don't like them. You know, so I understand. So to my niece, my nephew's mom who's listening, thank you. I love you. To my sisters who are listening and my close friends, y'all don't even know how even when I get discouraged with raising my children, I sit back and I can log on Facebook where my kids running around screaming, hitting each other with stuff, you know, digging up the dog's nose. I can log on to Facebook and I can see the things that you guys are doing with y'all kids that is positive, that gives me that extra boost. Like, ooh, look at that. That baby has been accepted into a middle college already, or this child has gotten an acceptance letter from college, or this child was in a cotillion. I mean, so many things that you guys do, that you guys post on Facebook, it definitely empowers me and gives me that strength. Like, hey, if I can choose to be a comedian, travel all over, work a regular job, take care of my kids, you know, I can make it happen. So thank y'all for encouraging me, even when y'all don't know it, you know, y'all, you know, encourage me. So I thank you. So we're going to move right along. I got a soft spot for the single parent. I love y'all. This is going to be a real fun question here. Question is, empire or power? Well, I'm going to be honest with y'all here. I've never seen the show Power. Yes, I know, Jesus. I know. Blasphemy, ain't it? I heard Power is the junk. I heard it was the junk. I've not been fortunate enough to have watched Power. From my understanding, you got to have real cable and not bootleg cable to watch that. So I'm at a disadvantage. I'm at a disadvantage already. But because I don't know, because I've never seen the show, I'm just going to have to go with Empower. It's Empire. And let me go out on a limb and say here to all the people, I watched the season finale of Empire. I blogged during the whole show, and I saw all you hypocritical black folks sitting here having so much to say about Empire. Guess what? It's a fictional show. And my hat goes off to those producers who made sure that they incorporated so many different things that the African-American community deals with. on a daily basis. You dealt with homosexuality in the family. You dealt with drug issues. You dealt with, you know, guns. You dealt with people in the family who have that type of status and that money that can take care of. I mean, they hit a mental illness. Oh, God, big on mental illness. Y'all know I support mental illness to the day I die. But you had all of these different categories that black people in the African-American community chooses to look at as taboo. So to all of the people who were bashing it and had so much to say, guess what? I could care less if you hang up right now. I don't care. I think that was a great way to put it out in our faces to say, hey, now we need to deal with it. We need to start a dialogue, some type of platform to be able to talk about these things that are going on. And, you know, I salute the producers and executive directors of Empire. That was phenomenal. I mean, I loved it. Two thumbs up. All right, moving along because we only got 8 minutes left. Got another question. I love this person. Keep throwing these out here for me. Floyd or Pacquiao? Y'all know, I really like it when we are not the underdogs. I really do. But Floyd Mayweather is one cocky son of a. Yes, he is so cocky. I cannot stand the cockiness of Floyd Mayweather. That makes my butt itch. So I would like nothing more for this fight for Pacquiao to lay Floyd's ass out. I mean, I want you to lay him out. When he wake up, look, it's Resurrection Day. It's Easter Sunday. And he got his little suit on over in the corner, and he just needs to come on, step off into it. Like, literally, Floyd is entirely too cocky for me. And remember, Roy Jones Jr. was similar to that. He wasn't as cocky as Floyd, but he had the whole persona, like, I can't be touched, I can't be beaten. You know, everything that go up must come down. Everything with Floyd Mayweather. I do think it's high time that he gets knocked off his high horse. You know, he's just a little too arrogant for me right now, and I can't stand an arrogant person. Ooh, I can't stand an arrogant person. So I'm going to go with Pacquiao on this one. Will I be paying for that fight? My son told me that it's $95 to order on pay-per-view. Well, I wouldn't be doing that anyway because I'm not going to pay $95 to view it. And then, two, from my understanding, you got to have, like, you know, bona fide cable, not illegal cable. So that disqualifies me. Anywho, so, yeah. We're just gonna stick with Pacquiao on that one. Definitely stick with Pacquiao. Now, the next question I got in the inbox, and this question should go ahead and take us on out of here. But the next question is, where do you want your brand to be in 5 years? Well, I would like the brand of Gap Tooth Smile Entertainment, comedian Lady Shamar, the Tea with Ree. I want all of that to be able to reach the masses worldwide. I had a very good business partner that I dealt with on yesterday make a statement to me, and his statement was so profound that I'm going to use it in almost everything I say. And it goes like this. If you sell to the masses, you'll eat with the classes. But if you sell to the classes, then you will eat with the masses. So basically that's saying if you only selling to people who can spend, like Floyd Mayweather, you know, thousands of dollars for tickets to see seats and see a fight and stuff like that, you're not going to eat well because only the classes can afford that. But if you do something that's economical to people, if you can bring, you know, substantial comedy shows at a good price, to people who can afford it, $30-$35 for great entertainers to come, you know, that's a reasonable price for people to have to pay. And if you continue to look at the masses as the people that you have to deal with, then eventually you will definitely soar up there with the classes, a.k.a. the rich folk. So within 5 years, I see myself being able to completely, totally take care of my mother. My mother is my heart. There's nothing she cannot get from me. I would do for my mama before I do for my kids because she's the one that takes care of my children when I'm traveling, when I'm doing comedy. So nothing Big Sean can't have, you know. So I want to be able to make sure that my mother's taken care of and then my sisters and brothers. my children, my nieces and nephews. And I want my brand to be worldwide. I want to be a respected brand. I want people to know that when they come to a Gap to Smile Entertainment comedy show, they're getting quality comedy. You know, they don't leave out feeling like they were gypped or, dang, you know, I wasted my money coming this. That's not what I want. I want them to hear a different comedy show every time they come. And with me, they will. You know, and I'm not knocking any other comedian. I'm just saying with me personally, I've never been a comedian that has to write jokes. And nothing against the comedians that do. I'm just saying I can't. My memory is fucked, okay? I can't write down jokes and remember them. So every comedy show that I've ever done, I have done it off the top of my head. Every joke, fresh. Everything off the top of my head. And that's just a gift that God has blessed me with. So, again, that's just, when you come to my shows, especially if I'm on stage, if I'm performing, you're going to get a new show every single time. And that's just simply because I can't remember the jokes that I did at the last show to repeat them. So you're going to have to get some new stuff, and people appreciate that. And I love it. So that will be all of the questions that I'll be able to answer in totality for this. So don't y'all start hanging up because I see y'all, and I got some announcements. So I have definitely want to make sure that I let y'all know that we have the tea with Ree and the coffee coming out. Y'all make sure that y'all listen out for that. Be on the lookout for it. When y'all see it, make sure you cop the coffee and the tea. It will be available for you soon. And for all of my people that's in Greensboro, that's in the area, you know, the tea with Ree is going to go off the air in a few minutes. If you are still wanting to do something, you're not ready to turn in, you're not ready to go to bed yet, I'm going to say this. Get on down to Church Hill. They got an open mic with some cousins. See Ricardo Briggs, JP. Yo, they have the livest. And, I mean, these people, if y'all ain't never heard my homegirl Candy Sugarfoot Herbin, that thing sings, honey. She makes your soul just melt right there. Jesus! Yo, definitely go down to Church Hill. It is downtown Greensboro. You cannot miss this open mic. It's only $5 to get in. And Church Hill is at 213 South Elm Street in Greensboro. So, y'all, I thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea with Ree. Definitely find us on Facebook. After this episode, hey, you can flood my timeline. Tell me how you like the show. Tell me if you didn't like it. Make sure you hashtag the Tea with Ree. But I would love to see all of you guys tell me what you thought about tonight's co-host, special guest, what you thought about me, what you thought about some of the topics. And, hell, if you want me to talk about something on Monday with Tara Sister Big Bone Sharp as our co-host, all you got to do, inbox it to me. Look, I will make sure that I talk about it. To all of my people in Concord, Charlotte, Kannapolis, Greensboro, Winston, all y'all, I love y'all. I salute y'all and thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea with Ree. I love you guys, and I will go ahead and post this episode on air so that you guys can listen to it, all right? I know y'all ain't going to hit unmute to say all right back, but I love you guys nonetheless. So listen to this outro music. I thank y'all for coming, sitting down with me for an hour and a half. I hope it was worth it. Love you guys.
Reminisce over you, my God.